Blog Talk Radio.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Bully Block. We'll be right back.
Test the Bully Block. Check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed. It'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs. Recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the Bully Block. Check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed. It'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs. Recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise.
The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Dude, you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock diesel, now bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I ask who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the Bully Block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Van a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. They temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lap dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down.
Check the bully block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down, check the bully block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down.
What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. An inner show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down, test the bully block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down.
Every town, every state is a certified bully, looking great,
looking good.
In a show, stacked up or pulling weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. Some Norwood, then you shut it down. You got some Dax blood, then you shut it down. How that chaos be, they shut it down. What about Monster G, they shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride Worldwide, we shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down, test the bully block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down, down.
Bully Block Radio.
You know what it is.
I bully. Do you?
Yeah, you already know what it is. You are now tuned in to the number one radio station in the bully world today, Bully Block Radio, with your host Kev Green, Dayton Bodine, and Revved Up Danny.
You know.
You're listening to the Bully Block.
Bully Block.
What up?
Live with your hosts, Kevin Green, Dayton Bodine, and Danny T.
All right.
right, all right. You already know what it is. You are now tuned in to Monday night's own Bully Block Radio Live right here, Blog Talk Radio, / The Bully Block, right here with your host Kev Green, Dayton, and Danny. What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's good?
What's going on, man? We're back at it, man. We apologize about last week, everybody, man, but we're right here back at you, man. We're going to be right back again at you next week. Shit, man. Let everybody know what's been going on, Dayton.
Oh, man, just same old shit down here, bro. Just trying to, you know, keep it moving with the dogs and stuff, man. You know, like I said, these past couple of weeks, you know, we got some real nice puppies on the ground. We got some real nice Castro puppies. Shout out to Jack McKinney and Nathan, you know, for putting that breeding together, man. Real nice breeding and, you know, some real nice puppies for Castro, bred to Illinois Harley Quinn. You know, we got tons of stuff going on, man. I guess we got some Ric Flair puppies due to drop on the ground here real soon from my homie Philip. He should be listening in. You know, shouts out to him and shit. We got some Ric Flair bred to Castro daughter and Ric Flair bred to a Cash Pot daughter. But yeah, man. You know,
Hold on. Ric Flair to Cash Pot. How are them puppies looking?
The female's pregnant. She's pregnant now.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pregnant though. So, you know, pretty much got confirmed as far as I remember. I think she's about a little over halfway, you know, but she's starting to show pretty good and you know, looking forward to that one, man. So, you know, we got quite a few things going on down here, man. I mean, you know, as everybody knows, we're a big kennel down here, you know what I mean? It's not just me running over here, so it's not like I got, you know, 30 litters on the ground at all times. You know, I usually don't have nothing but a couple litters a year, but, you know, we got some partners down here, and they're all doing their thing, and, you know, we got tons of nice stuff going on right now, man, for sure. So, you know, we've been pushing pretty hard, man, and, you know, got some, you know, it's definitely been showing and stuff, man. We got some, you know, we got some keepers. We kept off of Attica. We did that white folks in Attica breeding, sold that litter out. You know, we got some nice keepers off of that, and you know, we got some. You know how I do it, man. I keep my little keepers on the low until they nice and nice and grown, and then we bust them out, man. So, you know, the future's looking bright over here, man. We're all, you know, I want to give a shout out to my whole, you know, whole Illinois family, man, because they all been pushing hard. I know Freddie, he's got a breeding going on right now with Sylvia Goldman is out there, and you know, he's breeding Champion Pebbles right now. So, you know, if you guys are looking, you know, interested in a nice, you know, a real nice, real American bully, man, come holler at us, you know. Check us out on Facebook, Illinois. I'm Dayton, Illinois Bodine on Facebook. You know, there's several members. Just search Illinois on Facebook, and they'll pop up. And, you know, get at us, man. Get at us. I'm going to be working on updating my website here within the next couple of weeks, man, and got a lot of new stuff to add on there, man. So, you know, a lot of big things coming from us for sure, bro.
All right. That's what's up, man. I want to send a big shout out, Hector Lalo out there, man. Tuned in, man. We see you tuning in here to Bully Block Radio, man. You got the badass Shorty Bull, Mr. 1% Rider right there. You got a badass 1%er litter on the ground right now, man. Make sure you check him out. Big shouts out to J Rev tuning in, man, from Chicago, man. We appreciate you tuning in. Shit, we're going to be having Dave from No Regrets, I think, is going to be calling in a little bit later on tonight, and he wants to discuss breed type tonight. So sometime tonight, Dave, just hit that one, and we can pop you on, man, and we can talk about it, because I don't know too much about what's going on with that. So Danny, let us know what's up with the iBully, man. I've been seeing iBully all over the place. iBully meme contest. iBully, send in your picture. I'll make free videos. I'm handing out 1,000 DVDs, handing out magazines. What's going on with iBully, man? Let everybody know.
Man, bro, I'm just like, in complete shock of the amount of response of support we've been getting, man. It's crazy. People hitting me up from China, people hitting me up from Italy, all over the world, man, showing support, showing love to iBully. Just want to say we appreciate each and every one of you, man. I see a lot of people sharing the banner, the official share for a shout out banner. So let me just get that done real quick, man. I want to give a big shout out to the first and foremost, your homies out there down south, man, out there in Florida, the Bully Boys, RJ, the Bully Boys, out of Louisiana, we got Skylar Deaton, man. Big shout out to you guys. I appreciate you guys. and the people who shared the banner, man, D-Pat Patterson out there, Benny Franks, David Lely out here from the Midwest, Atomic Bullies Midwest, Brandy Smith, of course, G-Riv, Amanda, Lady A from one of our sponsors for iBully, Willie Joseph Rose, J.C. Ryan, Josh Bales, and we got Eric Presidential from the Bully Tunnel sharing our banner, man. Big shouts to the Bully Tunnel, Caesar, Press Pod, everybody from the Presidential Mafia, man. We appreciate you guys. We got Tara Carpenter, the IBKC rep for the show out there, and that's coming up in April 11th, man. Make sure you guys go check that out as well. Big shouts out to the Royalty Bully Kennels Camp, man. Jake, Clara, Josh out there, man. Big shouts out to Bam Kennels. Man, we appreciate everybody tuning in. There's a lot of people. The board's lighting up like crazy. So much listeners, so much callers, man. Without you guys, this radio show wouldn't be possible. iBully wouldn't be possible. So we just want to say we love you back, man.
Most definitely, most definitely. We appreciate everybody that tunes into iBully. Everybody that messages us when we don't go on every once in a while, man, let us know that we need to be on, man. So we appreciate you guys. Let us know you're tuned in, man. Our audience grows and grows, man. We, like, appreciate you. I want to let everybody know that it's going to be going down in Elkhart, Indiana, April 11th for the Spring Bling, Midwest Spring Bling. George Bostic Jr. is putting it on, man. He's been doing a real good job, heavy promoting it. I believe it's a triple IBKC show, man. He's going all out, pulling all the stops out for you guys, man. So make sure you stop by and show him some support, man. If you show your dog IBKC, man, go and check it out. I know there's going to be a lot of good Midwest people there in the building, man. You going to be going out there, Danny?
Yes, sir, I will. I will be out there, man. I'll be showing support. We actually have a iBully stack off, man. It's free. All you got to do is show up. It's going to be in between show one and show two. We're going to get all the dogs in the ring. It's going to be people's choice. 2.5-foot trophy. I just seen the thing, man. So, you know, the trophy's ready to go. We're ready to go, man, and it's going to be ringside with, I'm going to boofing up with Royalty Kennels, man. iBully Booth will be ringside, so make sure, come check us out. As far as the DVD, man, I do have an update for that. There's a lot of people who have paid for their slots and have not sent their content in on time, and it's cutting it close, man, so I may have to delete, you know, postpone the release date, but I promise that I will have some stuff to give out at that show, man, to make up for it. But I will tell you this, man, when Back to the Bullies Volume 1 comes out, it's going to come out and it's going to make a difference. You know, I'm not going to make it half complete and then just drop it like that. I want it to be perfect and then drop. So those who are a part of the project, I appreciate your patience, and I thank everybody who already sent in their content, man. And those who haven't, I encourage you, please email me your stuff so I can get the editing done and the DVD out on time.
That's right, that's right. Make sure you get with Danny, man. You got some slots open left on it?
Got a few slots left, man, and if we're going to have to delay the process, release date, then I will have more than a few available, you know. I can make it a two-sided disc. So, you know, it all depends on the time frame that people hit me up, man. It's affordable pricing, 1,000 DVDs going worldwide, not just in the United States, man. We're going all over cross-country United States. We're going hitting Europe. It's hitting Egypt, North Africa, South Africa. So make sure you get with me after the show if you're interested in being a part of this project, man. We're handing them out free, so it guarantees your exposure. People are going to see your dogs, your videos, anything you want featured on there.
Did you hear that? He said South Africa. Where else did you say?
North Africa, Egypt, China. So, you know.
China, man. Make sure you guys get your dog on there. Get him some quality shots of your studs, your contact information, because they play a lot of money from overseas. So that's be a good good advertisement for you. So make sure you get with Danny and get on that. Can't beat something that's free. It's one thing to pay to be in something that somebody has to sell and you got to depend on if somebody's going to buy it or not, but it's another thing to advertising something that's free and gets in everybody's hands. So you got to make sure you think about that. Make sure you talk to Danny as well about sponsoring iBully and getting your ads running up on iBully. There's no better way to advertise than to be on your phone. I know most of you people are on your phone all the time. You know what I'm saying? So that's right at the tip of everybody's fingertips. Everybody, if you're listening in and you haven't downloaded iBully yet to your phone, go to your app store, search iBully 2, find the coin icon, and make sure you download it. It's absolutely free. Tell your friends. There's everything you need to know to keep in touch with the bully community is on there right now. We are reaching close to 5,000 downloads. That's up 2,000 downloads from not very much long ago. So, you know what I'm saying? It's growing. And so make sure you tell your friends. And thanks to everybody who has sponsored us right now. Big shouts out to CNBC Bullies out of Chicago. Big shouts out to High Class Bullies, Cody and Jen. It's Cody's birthday today. So big shouts out, Cody Hill, man. Have a good day, man. We hope you have a good rest of the night, man. And we're thinking about you here on the Bully Block. And, shit, man, I don't know, man. What do you want to get into?
Well, we're going to, you know, like I said on my post, we're going to be talking about champions, man. What it feels like to own one, what it means to specific owner, man. So if anybody wants to chime in on that, feel free to press that one button. If you're listening over your phone, press one to let us know you want to talk to us. If you're listening on the internet or on your other device, just call us 619-639-4636, man. We want to hear from everybody, and we want to talk bullies with you guys, so press that one button.
Yeah, we're trying to find out tonight what it feels like to own a champion. You know, what makes you strive after that, you know, and you know, how you feel now that you have one, you know, like, you know, we want to know, you know, because some people think that's not important. Some people think it's important. So we want to hear from you guys, 619-639-4636, and most importantly, make sure you press 1. What do you think about it, Dayton? You own some champions. I don't own any champions, so I can't speak for that, man. What do you think about it? Like as far
yeah,
as
man. I mean, you know, it's definitely, you know, like a badge. You know what I mean? If you got a champion dog, that means you've competed in the ring against a lot of competition, and your dog outdid the competition. You know what I mean? It's definitely something to be proud of. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think it's a real good thing, man, for sure. You know, label your dog as a, you know, your dog's labeled as a winner, you know what I mean? And I think it's something, you know, that, you know, when I first started, I didn't really chase champions and I didn't, you know what I mean, in the bully world. I just, you know, was more on some promotional type things. I'll come out to the shows and, just bring my dogs out, you know. I'd bring different dogs to every show, you know. I was never really campaigning one dog, you know what I mean? So I would go to shows and, you know, every time I go to a show, I enter my dogs in everything, you know what I mean? Fun shows, you know, all the registered shows, you know what I mean? But a lot of times, you know, a lot of my dogs, you know, I got a lot of dogs, so, you know, every show I wouldn't bring the same dogs. You know, I'd come out one show, I'd bring these guys. The next time I come out, I'd bring some new guys, you know. So back in the day, you know, I was kind of, you know, I didn't really kind of look at it like that to be chasing championships and stuff like that. I just wanted to come out and win some hardware and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, over the years, I've produced and co-produced tons of champions, you know what I mean? And, you know, I could have probably had Debo a champion if I would have chased it, you know what I mean? He was winning shows when IBKC first started. He was doing real good out there. But like I said, man, you know, different shows, I'd bring out different dogs. And I never, you know, I was more chasing the hardware. I just wanted to come home with Bullyhead trophies, man. That's, you know what I mean? That was more what I... You know, I wanted to stack my room full of Bullyhead trophies, you know. So I didn't really work on too many champions, but, you know, later on I started doing that, you know what I mean, in my own yard, you know what I mean. I produced a lot of champions, but, you know, I've only got a couple that I've actually shown and made champions myself, you know what I mean. And, you know, once I started paying attention to the champion stuff and, you know, stuff like that, man, you know, it was, you know, it did make it a lot funner, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's something, you know, you can work to, you know, work to get to. And, you know, it's cool, man. I definitely, you know, suggest people, you know, but, you know, it looks good on paper too, man. It looks good, you know, when somebody's buying a puppy and they know that their puppy's coming off of a champion dog, you know what I mean? Or a grand champion dog. You know, that says a lot, man. So anybody, you know, anybody out there.
Your dog's going to forever, its legacy, you know, in all the papers of all the years to come that it's going to be in, you know, it's going to have that title in front of its name compared to a lot of dogs that don't, you know.
Exactly. And, I mean, it just, you know, I definitely, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of people don't even realize that, you know, like the dogs that, you know, like some people underestimate their own dogs and just think, I'm not going to put them in there. And you know what I mean? Some people just, you know, need to take that chance, man, and should go for that stuff, man. Get them dogs in the ring. You know, that's a lot of what I've been seeing nowadays at dog shows. You know, there's, you know, tons of people come out, but the rings doesn't stay too full, you know what I mean? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, you know what I mean? But, you know, I suggest these guys take chances out here, man. And, you know, I've seen dogs win dog shows that I never believed would have won that dog show, you know what I mean? So you never know your chance of winning, you know what I mean? So I suggest people that attend these shows, man, if you're going to go out, man, throw your dog in the ring, see what he can do, man. It's worth the try, you know what I mean? I mean, I take every dog I come out with, man, we try to throw him in the ring to see what can happen, you know? I got dogs, you know, I went to a dog show that, you know, there were four dog shows in one show. The first two I don't even place in. The third show, I took Best XL, you know what I mean? Like, so... You know what I mean? It's just different, you know, different, you know what I mean? You're going to have four, you know, however many shows, you're going to have that many different opinions of your dog, you know what I mean? And, you know, everybody's got their own little thing they like, and, you know what I mean? Just take that chance, man. You never know. You'll be, you know, definitely surprised at what you can, you know, achieve if you got some nice quality dogs, you know what I mean?
For sure. All right. So we got a few callers in the line now, man. We're going to take caller 773-510. You are on the Bully Block. What's going on?
What's going on, gentlemen? It's Johnny. How you doing?
What's going on? We got Jay Riv in the building. What's going on, Jay?
Nothing much. How you doing, Kev, Dayton, Danny?
What's going on, bro?
We're doing good.
Congratulations on the brand new champion, Tricky.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that's what you called in tonight to talk to us with us about, champion?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's still pretty exciting. It only happened a month ago. It was a long road to get there. But it is very rewarding. You know, it feels great, especially, you know, for somebody like me that I showed my own dog. You know, there's a lot of people out there. There's good handlers that people hire and stuff, which makes it tougher for some people to try to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it was real rewarding.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. How long was that? How long was that road to get Triggy to the championship? I know you took a little while off.
Yeah, it was between taking a while off and her going to heat, being on a strict budget and only could attend shows that came towards the Midwest. It was a while. You know, I started showing her when she was like about 3 months, and she was doing well even at a young age, you know, winning first places and stuff like that. And still took me a while to realize what I really had, you know. And then I owned her dad too, which I was blessed to champ out myself as well, and that was a long road as well. So it's pretty good, though. It's good seeing that title. It's good seeing, you know, waking up in the morning, going by the trophy case and seeing them trophies and ribbons, you know. Probably a little more special for me because, like I said, you know, I did it myself. I enjoy handling the dogs and being in the ring with the competition, you know. But you learn from mistakes, too. You know, it's not just about her being in heat is why she didn't win. You know, there was a lot of handling mistakes where she could have performed better. You know, I've been to shows where she placed first in one show and didn't place at all in the next show, you know. So those were all living experiences.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, once again, congratulations to you on your two champions. What's the name of the man again, of the boy?
Trigger Man. Bully Marcus Trigger Man. Trigger Man. I've had him for a few years now. He's going to be 4 this year. I've had him since he was 8 months.
Well, yeah, and you produced.
So that was a long road with him. I started with him when he was young and stuff, when I first started getting connected with you guys and stuff back then, and first coming into the bully world. So it was pretty cool. It was a lot harder with him. You know, I didn't know what the heck I was doing back then.
Right.
Not that I'm perfect now, but you know,
yeah, you really
it's been a little
it,
long
too.
Road
worry,
and stuff.
You didn't have to worry about handlers too much back then, as you do now, though, yeah, either.
Yeah, well, you know, so, yeah, it's awesome, man. I think it's great seeing the title on the paper, you know, and being able to put that champion when you put a post up in front of your dog's name. You know, I know a lot of people, they look at it differently. Some people just don't respect it at all because they think politics are involved. But in reality, you know, I've been around for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I say by the show ring, about a little over 5 years now. And, you know, I've seen it change a lot. You know, there's a lot of good dogs out there. I put a post not too long ago, you know, that you just got to respect the dogs that are out there. You know, you can't have a bad attitude when you go in. You're not going to win every show unless you just get that blessing. You have, you know, a dog on that level.
Right.
You know, and of course that's a different experience. But you just got to have a good attitude. You know, respect the people that are in the ring because they're trying just as hard as you. You know, and they want that same goal.
Yeah. So, man.
You know, so right now I'm in a situation now. Do I just chill, or do I try to, you know, pump her up and go for grand champion title? You know, there's a lot of decisions in front of me right now. Or
yeah,
do I just hang back and, you know, do my first breeding and stuff? So I mean, there's a lot of decisions to make.
Yeah, man. Well, best of luck to you, man, and the rest of your quest, man. And congratulations on your growth so far, man. I've seen you come a long way, man. So salute to you. You got any shout-outs or anything you want to give out?
Thank you. Always.
What's up, Jay?
Can you hear me?
No. What'd you say?
That I was saying shout out to Danny with iBully and stuff, and I apologize to him. I didn't realize that he was one of the guys I deleted in the past. But I'm glad things are growing and things are building up for him. Always a shout out to Killanoi Kennels. Dayton's been cool since day one. To yourself, you know, you keep bringing these shows over here to to the Midwest, and we're real grateful, man. For Chicago, you know, shout out for anybody who's in Chicago, you know, they need their doggone, go to Lady A, offer Dirty Paws, you know, best people in town. Yeah. Pick Cool Kennels, you know, that's about it.
All right, that's what's up, J-Rib. We appreciate you for calling into the Bully Block, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, bro. Thanks.
Good night, good night.
For sure.
All right, man, that was nice for J-Rib to share, call in and share that with us, man. We appreciate you, man. We'd like to move on to our next caller right here, caller 773-418. You are live on the Bully Block. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Cap, Danny?
What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good. We got Khan in the building.
Hey. Shout out to Johnny for just calling, because I've been listening to what he's saying, and everything he says is true, and I've been watching him, man. He's a good handler. His dog doesn't need any damn handler. He does a good job.
Yeah, man. He's a natural out there, man. He's a natural. I was just watching him in Peoria doing his thing. Oh, man, you were the topic of discussion not too long ago right here on the Bully Block with your dog, Taz. And,
he's not my dog. He's co-owning with Gabriel. So to get the record straight, I just do a lot of promoting for him because Gabriel,
okay,
he's a busy, busy, busy man. And, like, I've seen this dog since he was, like, 10 months old. And he's, like, an undiscovered dog, you know. He's, like, he's just a dog that one of my good friend has. And as soon as I saw him, I was blown away like everyone else that I showed him to. And Danny can attest to that, because I showed him to Danny. Danny was just blown away by it. I'm not sure if he was just pulling my chain or not, but
no,
my jaw's still to the floor, bro.
Yeah.
That boy's mad, right?
And I was like, man, this dog needs to be shown. This dog needs to be in the ring, and this dog needs to be showcased. So I instantly like messaged Dave Wilson. I was like, dude, you got to see this dog. I know you guys don't accept Miyagi blood or stuff of the nature. I don't even care about the positive or anything in between of, like, you guys are, like, thinking, you know, sending out, you know, semen from another dog, whatever. This dog needs to be in the ring. Because this dog right here would probably set it off as far as class-wise and bring the standards up for everybody breeding, you know what I mean? Because this guy's a bully. I'm talking, you know what I mean? If you guys seen him, you both seen him. He is a bully dog.
I agree 100%.
You know, so like, I've been pushing for almost like a year. So finally, I guess this year when it came out that there was a chance, I had to do everything I can to get this guy in there. You know, so it is what it is today. And I just sent in his DNA today to the ABKC.
So let's back it up a little bit. So let's back it up a little bit. So you had him inspected. Where did you have him inspected at? In Peoria?
Yeah, in Peoria, where you
had
the Chamber Show.
Tell us a little bit about what happened when Rolando inspected him.
You know, I PM'd Rolando maybe 4 or 5 days before the show. I was like, Rolando, can you please take a look at this dog? I think he has what it takes to be in the ring with the dogs we have now. We've been to a lot of shows, and I've seen a lot of the competition. I think Taz can keep up, you know, at least hang with the dogs in the ring. So, like, take a look at this guy for me and tell me what you think. And then, you know, I've waited, you know, after the show and stuff like that, just watching the shows and stuff like that, my own thing. So I asked Rolando after he was done with the first show to take a look at it. And Rolando, you know, he agreed. He had a great temperament. He's non-aggressive to dogs, to anything. He has an attitude, you know, he's a really good attitude. He's really upbeat. So, you know, take a look at him. He has a clean bite, good tail. You know, he's probably lacking a little bit of angulation like a lot of bullies do, but his bone and his head and everything is there. Everything's straight. There's no blowout elbows, anything along with that blood. So he approved him right on the spot. I wouldn't say right on the spot. He gave him a really good evaluation. So I waited for maybe almost, yeah.
I remember watching
him
walk.
2 weeks. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Guy. I didn't mean to break you up. Go ahead, keep going.
No, I was just saying, you know, I waited 2 weeks and Willano finally gave me the okay, saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to approve your dog. There was actually two Miyagi-sons there, or Miyagi bloodline dogs there. Taz was the only one that got accepted there. The other one, I'm not sure of the reason why, but he wasn't accepted, which I thought was a pretty good, nice dog, too, in my opinion.
I don't think it had a full tail or something like that. I don't think it's had a full tail or something like that.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, I had to ask, but I think that's had something to do with it.
Yeah, so Taz right now, he got his numbers for the ABKC. The only thing that needs to come back is the DNA, so which I don't think I have a problem with.
I'll tell you what, man. As soon as that you get them ABKC papers, whoever owns that dog, man, about to blow up.
You know, I'm telling you, I told
that's
going to
be the most sought after son in the game, probably, right there.
I'm telling you, I'm not even going to lie. My inbox is full of at least 10 people asking for studs, and I think like 3 or 4 people just want to lay down the money right now for him. But, the thing is, like, I don't own a dog. And Gabriel owns a dog. I just co-own with him. But I told him, you know, don't hoard his dog out, because you know it's a rarity that you get a dog like this into the ring. So basically, you gotta pick and choose your females. You know what I mean?
Right. Build your own shit up first.
Yeah, I mean, don't be like everyone else. Just you gotta build something out of this dog because he deserves it. I'm gonna give him as much attention, much time, much. But I'm gonna go to mostly all the shows, whatever you guys are throwing. You know what I mean?
Tell Gabriel that I Bully will manage Taz.
I told him
man, we will
as
be
soon as
Taz
the papers come in.
I already told
Danny as soon as the papers come in and everything with stuff on it, I'm put a video together for everyone to see, because you got to see this guy. And, you know,
where's the dog located? Where's the dog live at?
He's in Chicago.
Oh shit, we're there then, man. We're there. I'm off
next
week.
We were supposed to do a video shoot this Sunday, but the weather was so bad, so you know, it wasn't.
Yeah. For those locals listening from Chicago, man, Wednesday, we do have an event page set up. I have a videographer, will be on site, man. We're gonna be featuring that in the DVD as well. If you're a local, you're welcome to make it. If you're a little bit out further, you're also welcome to make it. Just hit me up in the inbox this Wednesday, 3 p.m. to Sundown, Chicago. We're going to be at a forest preserve where nobody's going to bother us. And we're going to do our thing, man. We're going to show the world how Chicago does it, man. It's going to be featured in DVD and also on the iBully app, man. So make sure you look out for that Chicago Back to the Bully segment, we'll announce more developments. But Khan, man, I had a few questions for you, though. I know you're just sending the DNA. I know you're just sending the DNA sample, but is there a time frame? Did they give you a time frame of how long it will take for the results to come in, and then when the actual papers will be issued?
You know what? I'm not sure I'd really answer all that question, but I do know he has his numbers already. She already gave me the numbers. She's already issued everything else. She just wanted
the DNA is just for
sample.
To be on record, right? Not to be
correct.
Tested for
correct.
Right? Yeah, just on record.
I think
she
wants it to be on record. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the process works because, you know, I mean, she said to send it in and they're going to send it out to the lab. But I think they just need a sample of him.
I think they just need
because,
to have it on his sample so that people can test if their dogs are off of him. You know, if he's ever sold puppies or whatever like that. I don't think they're like checking it to see anything like or nothing like that. Just to have it on record, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that too much.
So let me ask you this. I mean, when can you start showing him actually in the ring? Did they tell you that?
You know what? I didn't ask that question, but he has his ABKC number, I mean, already, so maybe I should call the office.
You should, man, because I wanted to let you... I'll let you know right here on the air instead of telling you in the inbox, bro. We have something very crazy lined up for the Detroit show coming up April the 18th of the ABKC Strong Tour. Stop. It's not that far from us here in Chicago, man. it would be cool if you could make it out because I have something really, really big.
I'm coming. I'm coming for the fun show for sure, no matter what.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
I'm coming for the fun show. For him to even be in the fun show is fine with me because, you know, if he can't show that day, he's going to be in the fun show. I'm going to run the fun show. I'm going to run the sanction show, whatever. I'm just going to put him everywhere. You know, he needs
so
to be out there.
Pictures of him or what? You guys got some good pictures of him or what?
Jim from Toy Soldier took a few good pictures of him. But I think we're going to probably do another session with Jim soon.
That's what's up. So that's what's up, man. You guys want to see Taz, you heard it right here, the Miyagi son that has been accepted by the ABKC. He will be in Detroit April 18th. Make sure you're there. That's what's up.
Yeah. Hey, can I give a couple of shout-outs to my friends and supporters?
Of course, man.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Gabriel for co-owning the dog with me, that's for sure. Kenny Olivio for giving, you know, Gabriel the idea of, you know, going Miyagi. I've got to give him a shout-out for that because, you know, he's been riding us on that a little bit. And then my buddy Miguel and Amanda from MMA Bullies. And, of course, my Danny, Kevin, and then Nico Yang or Nico Morata or Rock Solid Nico, Super Skittles. That's it.
All right. Well, we have you on the air, bro. I'm going to let everybody know right now. The new Spotlight blog for the iBully Spotlight blog on the app starting tomorrow will be Taz. I'm going to have a little write-up about him, some pictures of him, and make sure everybody goes to check it out, man.
That's what's up, Con. We appreciate you calling in, man, and sharing that with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, cool, man. We're going to see you in Detroit, man. Feel free to call
for
in
sure.
Next week if you do, too, man. All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
All right. On to the next caller, man. Patiently waiting, man, for 20 minutes. We appreciate it. Caller 419-708. You are live on the Bully Block. What's going on?
Hey, everybody. This is George from Be Blessed over in Indiana. Just called to talk to you all for a little bit about the show that's coming up next weekend.
Oh, that's what's up, man. This is George calling in. We're just talking about the IBKC show that was coming up April 11th. Now we got George calling in himself. Man, what's going on, George? Let us know what's happening.
Man, just working hard. What's up, Kev and Danny and Dayton?
Oh, man, we see you going hard out there, man. We just want to say I'm very excited for the event, man. I can't wait to get out there, man, and top it up with everybody out there, man. It looks like it's going to be a great one. I just want to let everybody know, man, we do have that iBully stack off that we were talking about in private. So I see that trophy, and it's going to be off the chain, man. So make sure you make it out there. But tell us, George, man, I know you have a lot of guest dogs coming, people coming from all over the states, man. So tell us who you're expecting and what else you got lined up for the show.
Man, there's so many dogs and so much going on. I don't even know where to start. But, of course, you know, spending a lot of time talking with a lot of the people that's coming out, like More Chocolate, Mo Chocolate, and, of course, Canelo from Exclusive and some of the other dogs, Half Piff, Sonic, Portia from Midwest Monsters, Big Kev and his whole crew is coming out. Mini Moose is coming out. Big John is bringing his chocolate boy out. I'm just really just trying to think of everybody. Man, I don't even know where to start. There's so many guests coming out. Of course, Memo's going to be there. Everybody, there's anybody in the bully world, especially in the Midwest, is coming out to be with us. Just really promoting it and excited about the day. It's getting closer and closer. The banners is coming in. I was talking with Angela yesterday, and the hardware has been shipped off, and she guaranteed that, you know, we would be very happy. We have six boxes of hardware. This is not including ribbons. We have six boxes of hardware coming in. So, man, just really pushing. I'm excited. This is my first show, and I always wanted to do a show on this level. So just excited about it all, man.
for sure, man. I'm just as excited as you are, believe me. Can't wait to see everybody out there. After that, man, I'm going to be hitting Detroit. Hopefully you can make it out there too, man. Ibo has a few things up our sleeve, so right now, yeah. I cannot mention about it, but I'm just very excited about it. Been getting a tremendous response, man, and do appreciate you for having us out there as well, man. Just want to say that right here live on the air. We have everybody listening in. Make sure you check it out. Spring Bling, April 11th, Elkhart, Indiana. So what else you got going on, George?
Not much, man. Just playing a couple other things, man. I want to have a large free barbecue, man, later on in July, man. And we're also talking right now about doing another show late October around the Halloween weekend. Of course, going to be doing some other things with Israel. The invitation is coming up. Man, just really pushing it up. And just going to all the shows, trying to hit as many shows as possible. Of course, I was this past weekend, I was at the show in Ohio and stayed there for a little while, man. And I am going to the show in Michigan. And of course, the Family Affair show. And then out there with Rebecca and them, man. So I'm just going to hit as many shows as possible. I think it's very important. And if it's really about the dogs that we really love, and it's all good for all of us to support as many shows as possible. And if I'm not there, it's because I, you know, I'm just real busy doing a lot of stuff. But there's not a registry or there's not nobody that I don't support or won't support doing this, because it's all about these dogs that we love.
For sure, man, for sure. So you got Dayton judging over there. You got who else are judging?
Dayton's going to be with us, of course, and John is going to be with us. John Easterly, our senior judge, he's going to be with us. And then Steve is coming in, and he's going to judge part of the fun show. And then I grabbed a few other friends, man, that's going to make up a little panel on them. I love the way we do the People's Choice, but I kind of went in a different way. I actually asked about five or six friends that judges or others that throw shows and stuff like that for these big trophies that I have, man. Me and Danny, we got together something. We went out and got a couple more trophies today, another 2 foot and another 2.5 foot trophy for a few other things. But I grabbed a panel of friends that I respect and that I like the way, you know, what they're doing with their dogs and their yards. And I put a little panel together. So for the best male of the show and the best female of the show and the best bully of the show, it's actually going to be a little group of about five or six judges and along with that group, others that do shows and stuff, that's going to pick out the best, you know, because that fun show, that part of the fun show, I think is going to be real hot. So they want to necessarily do the People's Choice, because a lot of times that's really just, you know, we get to yelling and everybody who brung the largest group sometimes wins, but I really want the best bully to be picked out. I'm excited about all the dogs that's coming from all over the place. And so just got a small group of friends that's going to just kind of pick out the best bully in the building.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. So, man, it was a pleasure to hear from you. So, is there any shout outs or anything you want to give before we move a little bit forward with the topics?
Man, just a shout out to everybody, man, that's coming out to the show. Just mad respect for just all the registries. I have another level of respect for anyone that does anything in this bully world that's of importance. Anyone that does shows, magazines, what we're doing right here on the Bully Block, just take my hats off to you, because I didn't really, I didn't really know exactly what it took and the details that it would take to do something like this, man. So I want to give a shout out to all those that's doing something that's making a difference in this bully world. You catch a lot of it. I get a lot of inboxers, and I wish they were all good, but they're not all good. So, you know, a lot of pros and cons come along with this, man. But, you know, when it's all said and done, because of the love of the dog and because of the love of what we do with these dogs, we're just going to make it the best that it is. Not in no type of competition, but I definitely want it to be known as one of the best shows that ever hit the Midwest. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, definitely it was a pleasure talking to you, man, and thank you for calling in. And we'll be seeing you soon, man, April 11th.
Man, come on out. It's going to be big. It's going to be good. Some of the best food, some of the best dogs, and the best judges, best, you know, just hanging out, and, you know, the after show, the party at the hotel. You know, I was talking with I went out and seen them today, and already there's 13 rooms booked, and that don't seem like a lot, but I know how, you know, everybody waits to the last minute, but there's 13 rooms booked, and that's not including the 7 or 8 that I have to take care of, so I know we're going to have a good time at the hotel and everything.
For sure, man. Well, all right, George, man, we appreciate you calling in to the Bully Block, and welcome calling anytime.
Yep, I'll talk to you all soon, and see you all next weekend.
Yes, sir, we'll see
for
you
sure.
there.
Take care.
All right, that was George Bostic, man. It's going down April 11th, Elkhart, Indiana, IBKC show. He's going all out, 100%. He's got big, huge trophies. He's got big hardware. It's really worth your while. He's got a fun show going on. Dayton from the radio show here, right here, is going to be one of the judges. The other judge is, who was the other judge?
John Easterly.
Nice to see John Easterly, man. I haven't seen him in a while. Big shout out to John Easterly.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm looking forward to that myself, man. I think it's going to be a real good time, man. For sure.
All right. Next up, onto the line, we have the one, the only, Killing Noise Freddy. What's going on? You're on the Bully Block.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, shit.
What's good?
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
Yeah, it's been a while, bro. I just talked to you like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's been a while since, you know, we've been on the radio here. You guys been busy doing what you guys do, man, you know?
I'm looking at that pedigree. I'm just holding my mouth shut right now, and I'm not trying to tell nobody, man. You got that fire going on. What's going on?
Ah, man, you know, it's just a little something that I'm hoping that goes through, man. You know what I'm saying? We're you know, that's how I like to do it, man. Just keep it low key, and then bam, you know, come at you. You know,
well,
I'm gonna
inbox you my PayPal address. So I can keep my mouth shut. You're gonna send me, at least, you know, put a amount of money.
I need some hush money too. Otherwise, I'm gonna.
Yeah,
no, in the world right now, the whole bully world. So otherwise, send me $100.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just something we got going on here at the Killing Noise Camp. You know how we do it. We like to do big things. You know, we don't like to, you know, do those small little breedings, and you know that we're trying to push them, you know, basic pups around or whatever. You know, we're making nothing but hitters over here.
I know that's right.
You guys were paying attention. Dayton spilled the beans a little bit earlier in the show, but he didn't say too much.
Oh man, I got on late, man. I don't know what
he
said.
He gave a good hint earlier in the show, but he didn't spill the whole beans though.
Oh, he said nothing but fire coming this way, or what?
What'd you say about Freddy's
beans? Nah, I said pebbles is going down, but I didn't get too much farther outside of that. I mean,
yeah, you know, we got a nice little breeding set up. First AI went down today. I mean, a couple of you guys seen the pad. You know, I think it's pretty fire. I think it's got some good you know, some good dogs up front, you know, not way in the back. You know, we're not going to try to push nothing from way in the back because the ones up in front are going to, you know what I'm saying? They got a good rep. You know, the majority of the dogs in that pet are champions, a couple grand champions, a couple dogs that all they need to do is go back into the show ring and they're going to champ, you know, in the next show they're in. But, you know, the person that has those dogs is focusing on a different breed right now. You know what I'm saying? So they kind of put those dogs on the back burner for a little bit. But from what I understand is those dogs are coming back out, you know, to get their champion titles and, you know, go for their grand champion title runs too. So which is a good thing, which is something I'm excited about, you know. So, you know, I think it's going to be fire, man. I don't know. What do you guys think without spilling the beans? I know you guys seen it. What do you guys think?
like it, man.
Oh, yeah, man. This is going to be a real nice one, man, for sure, bro. For sure. You know how I feel about Pebbles, man. I like that girl a lot, man. And, you know, he definitely picked you out something special to go ahead and put her to, man. It's, I'm looking
nice
forward blood. To see her myself, bro.
Real nice blood on that Mayo right there. Now that I'm looking at it, yeah, that's real nice.
Yeah, yeah. So we're trying to do things, you know, like we said, Killer Noise 2K15 and probably 16 and 17 and, you know, keep going. Yeah, man, but I mean, that's about it. You know, I'm kind of excited. You know, I want to get this breeding done and over with so I can start getting her ready because, you know, like I said, I want to, a lot of people that have seen her, you know, like they've seen pictures that I posted here and there, but never like seen her at a show. But, you know, like when I went down to get the AI done, they're like, wow, you know, like she looks nothing like those pictures. You know, I was like, yeah, they're pretty crappy pictures, but, you know, so they're kind of impressed, you know, and I kind of like her, you know what I'm saying? So I think she's got what it takes to be a grand champion, and we want to go for that title. And, you know, I'm not sure about the Nationals being here in Chicago or whatever, because I know I'm not going to that one in San Francisco or whatever. You know, I'm not driving all the way out there. I ain't doing it. I hate driving. So I want to make sure she's nice and ready. You know, she'll be pretty much well matured by the time that happens, or maybe there's a Nationals close by or whatever, you know, but that's what we want to do.
Okay. So what else you got going on, Freddie, man, besides this breeding? Are you planning to get into any other breeds? You know, I do have some puppies a little.
I was thinking about it, man. I was thinking about it, but I'm really digging the Frenchies a lot. But I wanna focus on what I got going on first. You know, I know it's gonna be, you know, a few months of, you know, hard work. So.
Let's talk a little bit about what we were talking earlier with Dayton, and we also talked about with Jay Riv. It was kind of the topic for tonight was as far as champion, you know, your dog being a champion and becoming a champion, what it means to you, you know, and tell me your experience with that. Now, was Pebbles in that? I mean, tell us a little bit about your history as far as with champions go.
Well, you know, I got two. You know, I got two litter mates. You know, Pebbles and Bam Bam. And funny story about them is, you know, I thought Pebbles champed out. Well, I knew she champed out at the one show in November over there in North Carolina. But I was so focused on getting her done because, you know, I had take her out of the show, you know, the show circuit, because she had a real bad allergic reaction to the kibble, you know, so her, like, fur was all messed up and shit, so it took a while to grow back in. But I was real excited because as soon as I got her back in, you know, she was killing it. And, you know, I lost a little bit of focus on Bam Bam and his points and stuff, but, you know, he champed out too over there, you know. And, you know, I showed her a couple times, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, like, I get real stage fright or whatever, you know what I'm saying, so I get real nervous out there, you know what I'm saying, so I don't like doing it, you know. So, you know, I had Alexa do it, and, you know, she went out there, Pebbles went out there, and she beat the males for her title, which was real cool for us, you know, for everybody in the camp. You know, just having the champions, you know, just kind of, like, kind of proves that you have dogs that are breed type, you know, they fit the standard, you know, they have, you know, like, you know, showing confirmation shows that your dogs, you know, they're bully, you know, just how it's written, you know what I'm saying? Like, people that say, yeah, you know, that doesn't mean nothing, it does, you know, to me, you know, like, and other people that are interested in buying shows, you know, why would you want to buy a dog that, you know, has no chance of ever becoming a champion, but, you know, whoever's selling him, you know, says, oh, he's bully, you know, he's bully as hell, you know. You know, to me, it means a lot, having that champion, grand champion title behind a dog. It means a lot to me. I don't know.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as, like, you know, some people maybe just wanna breed the dogs or whatever, but I mean, if you win and you got the, you know, the best deal that you could on, you know, a male and a female, and, you know, none of the dogs in their pedigree or whatever in the history, you know, has ever been in the ring. And, you know, it kind of like just proves you got a basic pet. You know, you ain't got nothing, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be out there that's going to compete at the top level of, you know, other dogs, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, fit the standard that are out there, you know, that are supposed to be what the definition of that breed that you have is.
So yeah, man, that's what's up, man. We appreciate you calling in, sharing that with us, man. What you got coming up? When are you gonna unveil the breeding? As soon as it takes.
Yeah. We're waiting on that. We're gonna wait and make sure it takes. Plus, you know, we got a bunch of puppies. You know, a lot of guys in the camp got a lot of puppies down right now that are fire too. So ain't no need to, you know, confuse.
He ain't trying to shut us all down over here. Ain't trying to shut down the camp. Don't let us get up and shine on
Freddie,
before he comes and takes it all.
Listen, Jack, Steve, and Dayton gave you perfect advice on how to instructions for that AI, bro.
Yeah, that's for you when you warm up that semen, dude. I only got the tube, Danny, so I hope you got good lungs. No syringe.
Oh, man. If you don't got a syringe, I ain't going, bro.
Oh, man. Fuck. Yeah, I mean, as far as right now, man, like, there's nothing available pretty much until these pups drop, if there's anything extra, you know?
So, and I'm excited to see what goes down, man, with the results. But definitely, man, it's going to be something to look out for those of you that don't know. You will know soon. Make sure you check it out, Freddie G. Also, Killinoy.com. Check them out. They got puppies available on the ground right now. We also will be posting those litters up soon on the iBully app as soon as I get the information sent to me, and make sure you check that out as well.
That's what's up, man. Anybody got any, want to join in the conversation, man, and let us know your experiences with having a champion, owning one, producing one, whatever, call us right now, 619-639-4636. Make sure that you press 1, and that's going to let us know that you want to get on the air with us. What's the next show you're going to Freddie?
Oh, man, I think I'm going to that Indiana show that's next week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that because... What is it, that IBKC show?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going to see what else is next. You know, like I had these two females in heat, so. You know, Bam Bam was acting a fool last month. You know, didn't want to eat none of that stuff. And so we're trying to get him back in shape, hopefully. You know, it's just weird with him because he, like, right when the show's coming, he looks so hard. Then right when the show's coming up, I'm like, dude, what the hell's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's freaking morphing or something. You know what I'm saying? Switching up on me. But, yeah, man, they're coming up on their 2 years in August, and hopefully they'll start, you know, staying solid and maturing and you know, filling their bodies in real nice, so...
Yeah, for sure, man. You got some bigger dogs over there, man. They're going to take a little bit of time to fill in, but I mean, even if they stop now, bro, you're doing real good, but I already know, man. That boy, I'm going to be coming up there seeing on that boy Bam Bam, man. The boy's fat as fuck, bro. I can't wait to see what he matures into, for sure. And Pebble's
yeah,
the same, you know. Pebble's the same exact way. I think she's even bigger than Bam Bam right now, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she is, man. She weighed in at 90 pounds, man. lady at 90 pounds. Yeah, she's a little, she's wide. She's definitely wider than him. You know, when I walk him together, man, he looks small. I'm like, man, dude, what's wrong with you? He needs to work out.
He just got a big sister over there. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I haven't really got a chance to, like when there was snow out here, you know, when the snow was solid out here, I'd let him run around my backyard. My backyard's pretty big, and, you know, they go out there and play and shit. But once the snow melted, my backyard stays kind of wet. You know, like right now, there's still, like, you could see puddles of water in the grass because it just stays wet. Because my neighbor's house is, like, a little bit higher than mine, so their water runs into my fucking backyard. So it, like, stays wet, so I can't let them run out there and play because they'll come back, you know, full of mud, man, where I got to take them a bath straight, you know, straight from outside into the bath. And I just
that's
ain't
the
having
Midwest
it,
problems right there. That's the Midwest problems.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the thing. So they really haven't got that much exercise to, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, what they usually do, you know. But they be tearing up my living room playing and shit, you know. But definitely want to get them outside so they could do their thing and they could start, you know, building their muscle more. Because Bam Bam, he swells up and then his muscles, like, they go away. I'm like, man, I was, you know, I wish he would have stayed like that for the show. You know, I don't know. He just changes a little bit every now and then.
Yes, sir. So, Fred, are you gonna come out to the video shoot this Wednesday or what?
Yeah, man, that's the plan, man. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna bring Pebbles. She's gonna be in heat, make all those boys go crazy.
Hey, that's not some good bait for video, though. Yeah, he's some good bait for the video, though.
I'll be out there
using her to my advantage in that situation. Boy, them boys would be looking on point.
Yeah, for sure, man. I don't mind going. Yeah, it's not that far from my house, so it's pretty cool. It's like, well, maybe a half hour drive or something.
Okay, yeah, we'll be there, man. Check. Stay tuned to the event page for updates. Address is on there, man. It's right off of Caldwell, but I'll get to that off of the air. For those listening in, man, if anybody's local, you're welcome to come out. Again, I'm telling you guys, Wednesday, 3 to sundown right here in Chicago, man. If you're not from Chicago, make sure you come out to Detroit, April the 18th. We're going to have some private video shoot slots open. But I'll get to that a little bit, maybe next week. Next week's show, I'll drop some news if it doesn't drop sooner, man. But I do have some very exciting news to drop, man, and I can't wait to drop it. But, you know, got to keep that to myself for right now.
Yeah, I'll be out at that show, at the Detroit show for sure, man.
That's what's up.
Hey, so what happened to that video from Peoria, man? You guys never dropped it, man.
We've had some technical difficulties with that.
Technical difficulties with that footage, man.
Oh, man.
Had a bad experience with that footage, so.
Uh-oh.
But that's why we're going to have iBully at all the future events, man. Make sure all that, nothing like that happens. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of stuff going on, and sometimes things get misplaced. You know what I'm saying? So, Danny's going to be on top of that.
I thought I seen that video for sale on bootleg at the barbershop, man. I think somebody found it and shit. Somebody must have found it.
So shit, man. What else you got going on?
Who, me? Shit, man. Just working. Working like a slave out here, man. That's it, man. Just focusing on what I got right now. You know what I'm saying? Hoping to do a little bit better and hit these shows and, you know, keep moving forward, man.
You ain't working like a slave, man. Stop lying to these people. You're a walking bank account.
I wish, man.
I'm gonna call you Moneybags.
Not me. Not me, man. My money's taken as soon as it comes in. You know, these kids of mine, they like to eat. You see how they're driving me crazy at them shows, man. You see, I gotta get them each like a large pizza. Just chill the hell out, man. They stopped eating from the kids' menu at 4 years old.
All right, man. Well, shit. Thanks for calling in, Freddie. Man, we appreciate you tuning in to Bully Block every week.
For sure, man. For sure.
All right, shit. I don't know, Danny, Dayton. You guys got anything else for him?
I want to tell Freddie thanks for not promoting his breeding, so everybody can get their stuff, you know, going before he, you know, comes and kills the game and all that, man. So, you know, shout out to Freddie for sure.
All right. That's what's up, Danny. Anything else for the bully world out here, man? Before we let him go.
Well, for him, I'll just bust his balls in the inbox.
All right. Well, shit, man. Thanks to everybody, man, for tuning in right here tonight, Bully Block Radio. Of course, we're going to be back here next week, Monday night. Don't forget, it's going down April 11th. We better see you in Elkhart, Indiana. April 18th, we better see you in Detroit, man. It's going to be going down 2 weekends in a row, Midwest. Get ready. We're going to catch you next week. If you didn't download iBully to your phone, download it now. Go to your app store, search iBully 2, find the gold coin icon, and press download. It's free to your phone. Everything in the bully world at your fingertips. Make sure you take advantage of it. It's free. Log on to killingnoise.com. Make sure you check out what Dayton's got going on. And, shit, we're going to catch you next week, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Get the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Get the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock D's, then I bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I ask who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Venomous brand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lab dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down, a better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down, check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down, a better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type is what you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on.